Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tichet. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Les Tichet. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The second baseman, Stan Sperry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn Nelson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lynn Nelson. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner bunts towards the mound. Tichet fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Werber moves to second. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a line drive into right field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Johnson scores. Werber scores. Ambler moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almada. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Almada steals second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Almada moves to third. Clift moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Werber moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ed Link now pitching. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Werber steals third. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Link fires to first and picks off Wagner. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ambler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ambler moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ambler moves to third. Nelson moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sperry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ambler scores. Nelson scores. Moses moves to third. It's 6-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Sperry moves to third. It's 7-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive towards short. Ambler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Link is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Link strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Link juggles the ball. That's an error on Link. Werber moves to second. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ambler bunts towards the mound. Link fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to third. Wagner moves to second. One out. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber scores. Wagner moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sperry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Sperry moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sperry scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 9-0, Athletics. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to third. Bell moves to second. Eddie Smith now pitching. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift scores. One out. It's 9-1, Athletics. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Kress moves to second. Ed Link is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Link is 0-for-1 in the game. Link hits a line drive to right field. Moses throws towards third. Werber fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Werber. Bell scores. Kress scores. Hefner goes all the way around to score. Link moves to second. It's 9-4 to Athletics. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Link moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ambler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts towards the mound. Link fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Hefner covering, double play. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-4 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 10-4, Athletics. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hefner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-3 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into center field. Johnson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Mills moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler misplays the ball. That's an error on Ambler. Mills scores. It's 10-5, Athletics. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Nels Potter now pitching. Frankie Hayes now catching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell scores. Kress moves to third. Heath moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-6, Athletics. Mel Mazzara pinch hits for Ed Link. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Cox now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6, Athletics. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Almada hits a line drive towards the mound. Potter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.